This is Live Women Authors of Achievement Podcast, episode 89, with guests Susan Sitte and Birgit Amello. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Daria Savorova, and I welcome you to a special edition as we celebrate International Women's Month. Today, we dive into the theme of Awakening for Change with Birgit Amello and Susan Sitte, founders of the Her Club. We're joined by a live audience at the gorgeous venue of Prinzip Members Club here in Berlin at Telegrafenamt Hotel. As we embrace the arrival of spring, Birgit and Susan lead us through reflections on pivotal moments in their lives. They share experiences of leaving toxic environments, navigating personal healing, and integrating spiritual practices into daily life. From Susan's journey following the sudden loss of her mother to Birgit's spiritual exploration, their stories inspire self-discovery. In this episode, Birgit and Susan share their aspirations for the Her Club, talk about friendship in the business setting, and how they guide others to self-determination. Time to be awake and ready for change. And if you enjoy the show, make sure to rate it on Spotify or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Good? Clap, clap, clap. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for coming today. And I mean, today is the kind of the start, for me at least, of the Women's History Month. So I think it's a really solid start we're doing here with Awakening for Change with the Women's History Month, right? Clap, clap, clap. This is great. I love it. Always good for a live podcast to have the claps. Before we start, actually, who is already a listener of Women Authors of Achievement podcast? Nice. Good to see. You know the theme song. You already were like, it's coming. And for whom it's the first time here today? Okay. Also a solid group of people. Welcome. I hope you're going to enjoy it. And it's your first, but not the last one. So it's going to be a proper impression of the night. For those of you who don't know, I'm Daria Savorova. I'm the founder of Women Authors of Achievement podcast. It was, I would say, like my pandemic baby. I started it on top of my full-time job, which still is today. So it's my side passion, my love project. Something I'm very excited about is to get amazing women in one room to connect with people and have the conversation going, but also to talk to women and understand their stories. And I will soon introduce my guest, Susan and Birgit. And I think having those interviews and having those discussions open up our minds to how other women are dealing with things, how do they approach life, how what they went through, and that connects us and makes us stronger, which is, again, perfectly fitted for our motto of this month. Before I invite my guests to the stage, I would like to first give a few words of gratitude, because every event, as you can imagine, having a full-time job, every event for me is coincidence of very wonderful people that come together and say yes to me, such as the guests, but other wonderful people who say, let's do it, we're going to support you. And that's why for me, this is especially important. And first of all, to all of you for coming today, because the time is the most precious thing we have. And the fact that you decided to spend your time this evening with us, it's very special. So thank you so much for all of you for being here tonight and choosing us as your evening's plans. We hope you can leave happy, and whether it's going to be inspired or a good networking connection will be something where you will leave and be like, this was a nice time spent. Next up, of course, Susan and Birgit for being my guests and saying yes to being guests, an amazing collaboration with the Her Club team, talking to them. And we just discussed that we have a history also together. And I was one of the first attendees of the events they've been hosting like 5-6 years ago. And now it's a full circle. And now I get to actually get to know them even more than maybe those smaller chats we had back in the days. Another huge thank you goes to, of course, Kadi, Sira, and Nora, who is part of the whole Prinzip team. Kadi is standing right there. And this amazing woman, yes. I'm also a proud member of Prinzip Members Club. Thank you so much for inviting us to this beautiful venue. I think for many, it might be a first time here. And just for your generosity and care with this event and just offering us lovely wine. I know we're going to have more like finger food afterwards for networking, wine, and your support. So thank you so much, Kadi, and the whole Prinzip team, Nora and Sira, for being here today. Nora is actually sitting right there. Yay! Another huge words to Daniel Stern, who is always making sure the sound is top notch and he's extremely focused, which is amazing because usually what happens is we get to have a wonderful live conversation, but the recording afterwards is so brilliant that even people are like, was it actually live recording? Oh, it sounds amazing. So Dan, thank you so much for being there, a dad of two. And of course, Inessa from Women Authors of Achievement. Inessa, where are you? Oh, you're there. Thank you so much for helping out with everything. Inessa just joined the team recently, a couple of months ago, and already second event, lots of things happening. So I'm happy you're not overwhelmed just yet. Last but not least, the program for today. We're going to start with the conversation, which will go for about, 40 minutes, 45. We'll go with the flow. So we have a giveaway. This is an exciting one because there are two bags, literally not one bag, two bags and one winner. Lucky winner who's going to get, I'm going to roll a wheel after this conversation, a random one. And we're going to see who's going to leave home with two bags. And I'm going to reveal later what's in there and also going to ask the ladies to explain what's in the second one. But it's so special. So you have a chance to win something. Isn't this cool? Maybe we have to do this now every time. The expectations are high. Then, of course, we're going to end up the evening with some food, as I said, drinks, stay around, network, ask questions, connect, exchange contacts, and make the best out of it. And, of course, we want to see your love. So share stories, tag us at WAA.Berlin, at Her Club, and at Princip.Members. So the love right today is shared via Instagram stories. With that said, Birgit, Susan, I welcome you to the stage. Hello, hello.
Hello, thank you for having us. Really excited, our first live podcast, actually. Woo! So
I love this. I'm actually love when people say it's something first. Like last week, I did a live podcast at the Berlin State Opera, and they said it's the first podcast at State Opera. I was like, excellent. Today's the first live podcast for you guys. So I'm like, perfect. I'm maybe ticking my little box somewhere in my head of first live experiences. But it's so wonderful to sit with the both of you because we've been in contact for some time, and I remember one of our calls were when I just landed in Patagonia, and you were pretty excited about it.
Yes, I'm still.
I'm going to send you the list of things. And it was so special that, when with planning those events, you sometimes arrive somewhere, right, in a different part of the world, and through oceans, through mountains, here we are today, and this is all a reality. So we made it. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for the invitation.
With my first question, I would actually reference maybe the theme of the evening. And since, it's the first day of spring, which is usually signals for some kind of change, awakening. We also have the International Women's Day coming up. What does awakening for change mean to you personally?
Would I start? Or?
Like always.
That's not true.
No, I like it when I like it when she starts.
Spicy.
Because usually I'm a little nervous in the beginning. And then I'm listening to her and I get calm. It calms me down.
Aww.
So that's why I'm saying.
And it's funny because I'm nervous too, but it kind of calms me down when I get started because then I kind of have the feeling, okay, I'm getting into my flow,
So I'm just nervous all the time.
Perfect balance, right? Perfect balance. Yeah, awakening for change. What does it mean to me? I think in general, it's about being conscious and aware that change is a beautiful thing and that it's always there. So basically, life is change, in my opinion. And I think it's so much better not to fight it or to be resilient about it, but rather really embrace it, go with the flow, and see it as a big chance, actually.
Susan, over to you. I hope you are now.
I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready for you.
I told you I have a more of Prosecco. Before. Let's do cheers. Okay.
Cheers.
Okay.
Oh.
To you.
Cheers. Always helps, no?
So for me, awakening for change means being open for change because, like Birgit said, life is change and a lot of things are coming up which you cannot expect. And that's the magic in life because I think everything you can plan, like today, it's kind of boring and not today. But things you plan, and when things go as planned,
yeah.
For me, it's boring.
I was too structured for you.
No.
But I think
we brought in the rock and roll.
Rock and flow. That's our term for what we do with the Her Club since a couple of years, actually, because everything is like a rock and flow.
I think you noticed. You might have noticed.
I noticed the rock and the flow.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. Let's see.
Do you feel the same? I'm the flow and you're the rock?
I think we can also take turns.
But we're going to talk about your friendship story as well, because I'm curious about it.
But it's a perfect answer to your question. I think you have to go with the flow, even with a change. And if you go with the flow, the magic comes in.
I cannot agree more. But let's talk about maybe the situation in life when you encountered. And I mean, this podcast is really can get personal. So feel free to get personal here. It's a safe space. We'll stay within the room. Not true. When was that situation where you literally were woken up, shaken up, and had to drastically change something in your life?
There were a few moments. I had two big ones. One was becoming a mom. You're forced to totally change your life when you become a mom. And the other one was when I lost my mom. I cannot talk about it now. I'm a little bit emotional today. I just said it before to the girls. I'm a little emotional today. So I lost my mom within a few hours when I was 23. And it totally changed my life, of course. So I had to, I was forced to change. And this is kind of a transformation. So in the beginning, you're forced to also go with the flow. But the big change, I think I noticed 10 years after that. Of course, I became a completely different person. I'm living half of my life without my mom now. It made me do things differently. It made me do things on my own. And that's why I am the person I am today.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
What about you, Birgit?
Yeah, I was thinking about this question when we got it in advance, because at first I thought, oh, I don't know if I ever had this moment, because like, I really think that change is a progress, which usually just doesn't happen overnight. But I have one story I would like to share, and it's also really personal. I haven't shared it before in the public, kind of, because I founded a company with a friend at that point, kind of my best friend in my 20s, my first company. And we got pretty successful. But from the beginning, like after 6 months, I really felt like something is wrong. Like it was really a gut feeling. And I kind of ignored this gut feeling and got pretty sick, but I still like kept on going and going and going. Like I was in my 20s, we were like this creative production specialized on fashion clients. So like traveling the world and basically just really ignoring the really toxic vibes and environment. And it got worse and worse, and I get more sick and more sick. But then I remember one situation. I was actually, it was after New Year's, and I went to a spa with my, at that time, boyfriend, now my husband. So we were in this beautiful spa outside of Berlin. Maybe some of you know it, the Bleiche, so kind of an expensive place. And and you're really there to enjoy your time, right? Calm down, unwind, whatever. And I remember that I got this one email, and this one email changed everything. Like it was kind of a discussion which was going on and on. It was, in the end, it was about money and whatever, but it was like basically I really had a nervous breakdown. Like I just, in this moment, I felt like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Like I can't work in this environment. I can't work with her anymore. And everything I kind of built the last years is just not working for me anymore. I think I cried like for 4 hours in my hotel room, and I didn't enjoy anything of the Bleiche. And yeah, it was a moment of change. And then I drove back to Berlin, and the next day I met a coach, and she helped me to write a statement. And I decided at that day that I will leave the company. I mean, I was managing director, I was co-founder.
It was like your baby, your first
company.
You were very emotionally
but it was
connected.
Just, okay, I can't do it anymore. I just can't. And I basically decided to take a break for 3 months. And I stated it to my co-founders. And of course, it was like a big, you know, like, wow, you can't do this. And that's so unprofessional. Da, 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 da. But and then I was like, no, but this is something I have to do right now, just for me and my health. And what could be more important? But it took me like, I think, 4 or 5 years to realize. And everything which came after this was pretty tough. And we had like, we were in court and da, 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 da. And I just kind of finally exited like 2022. So just like 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's a long
and this
process.
Was 2016.
That's a long
so
process.
It was a, yeah. A long
congratulations
process.
Congratulations for being out of it.
Very intense also, like about losing my best friend, my baby, the business I founded was my idea. Also like friends who were involved. I mean, Also coming back to your question, I think it was still a progress of change, but like there was this one moment where I just felt like, okay, it's enough. And I really like took a decision which changed everything. So
I spoke to a couple of people and it was amazing. A lot of people were like, you know what? This is a perfect conversation because A, I either left a job, quit a job, I have a change, transition, I need a new direction, or I actually just need to be like shaken up. What advice, and maybe like in one sentence, you give to people who are need to wake up for a change, like they're in the deep sleep, but they need to figure out like something is off, or they're like on the footsteps to it and they just need like this one last step to experience it?
We just had this conversation 10 minutes ago. My advice would be sit with yourself and go into silence and listen to yourself, because that's what most of us don't do because we don't have time or we kind of get distracted or things like that. To take the time, sit with yourself, listen to yourself, and everything comes up.
That's a nice one.
Exactly. I was about to say the same, like find silence and connect with yourself, because I think when you're not happy for a long time, it's usually because you're somehow disconnected. You're more like in the outside. And I think if you reconnect with yourself, then the answer will come automatically.
I cannot agree more, because like when I was just right now away, traveling, working, vacation, you name it, it was basically pulling myself out of the regular routine and being away in different cultures and talking to people of Mexico, Brazil, Argentina. I know it was great. It was great. But there was also the moments of silence because I don't know everyone. So there was a lot of time to spend alone and talk and think about, oh, what makes me happy? Oh, I actually woke up today happy. Or there are situations where something is off. And that was for me always like all my life was like going away and like traveling somewhere where you don't know people and the chance to realize that. There was one thing with silence in Mexico. We did a Temazcal ceremony when you like sweat in the underground. Does anybody know what's a Temazcal ceremony? Oh my goodness. So we were like for 2 hours sweating in some kind of dirt hole.
Okay.
With like
sounds interesting.
There are like stones in, the stones go in and you sit there and it's so dark that I had moments where I had to panic, but then I was like, it's going to be okay. Like it's going to be fine. They actually do this, and it comes from the indigenous communities to do exactly what you just said, to just be in silence and darkness with your own thoughts. And it's very intimidating because you actually have to start talking to yourself.
But there's an advanced version of this.
Ooh. Called sauna?
No, it's not called. No. But it's like you are blind for a couple of days. You go into a kind of a hut or retreat house and you are blind and you come back after 7 days. It must be crazy.
Have you done it?
No, I would love to.
Yeah? It was 2 hours. I was like...
I actually want to add one thing I just thought about it, which I also think is very important. Listen to your body, because your body is giving you all the signs. And I like really ignored these signs for so many years. Like, yeah, just listen to your body.
Since we're heading into that discussion, and I think I wanted to talk a little bit of like the well-being and spirituality, like you both have it in you and you both approach it differently. For you, Susan, like, sorry to come back to that topic, which is emotional for you, but it was after the loss of your mother that you discovered spirituality and you started finding your balance and the ways through. What was those moments like, and what exactly you were trying to find and knowledge that helped you?
My mother's family, it was a women's family. So strong women who were always connected to the magic part of life, so-called spirituality. So I got this from them, kind of. And after I lost my mom, what I was searching, I think it's the same for every one of us, it's kind of a healing. Now I know after 24 years of this journey, so this big healing is never coming like for me, because it's a lifelong journey. But I think it's healing, it's kind of a base.
What are those methods?
Oh, a lot. Ask my friend Birgit, because I'm telling her, I'm trying everything.
Just give me two of them.
Energy healing. I do things like you did, Temazcal things. I do modern things like Lego series play. It's also something you can do. I do meditation. Human design. I do hypnosis.
Oh, wow.
I just stopped 1 month ago smoking with hypnosis, which is not a spiritual thing, but I'm very proud of.
Yes.
So basically, I try everything, like from tarot cards, everything. I don't know.
It's a busy lady, Susan.
Yeah.
So but if we go for you're the go-to person who has all the contacts.
Yes.
She definitely is. So when we like meet in the office or when we talk about it in our podcast, it's like, oh, actually, yeah, I have this healing session. I went to this healer again. I had this like body work again. I'm like, wow, like tell me about that. So just every week there's like a new.
But I'm also, I do trainings myself. I love to study things like this. I did shamanic studies. I did Reiki trainings. I did human design trainings. I'm soaking like a...
That's amazing.
Sponge. Thank you.
When we speak about maybe like also to understand the cultures, is there particular cultures that have been inspiring you? Like somewhere where you would be like, I really feel when I go to India or somewhere. Do you have that, Birgit, Susan?
I think it's more maybe to your direct for the spirituality, you mean?
Yeah, where you maybe take on the knowledge, the insights, the inspiration. I know you were in Cape Town recently.
That's true. But yeah, I did a vacation there. But I think when it comes to the spiritual practices, I think it's more Suzanne's topic. So I don't know if you have like a certain culture you refer to. Or
no. I'm soaking in knowledge from the shamans of the Altai Mountains, from Reiki, is from Japan, I guess.
So very open.
Yeah. That's... I'm like Pippi Langstrumpf. You know, I'm taking everything I like and then I put it into something what I love, doing my own methods.
Everyone is like, we need to listen to the Her Club podcast because clearly...
Yes, but it's not only just about spirituality and tarot
there
cards.
Probably a moment where like Susan is like, let me tell you about my last experience. But it's also interesting that I was asking it because when I was in Mexico, I was fascinated and there I actually recorded 2 episodes. Thank you to Anne from the White Label Project, because there I got introduced to amazing Mexican women that I recorded like remote podcasts, which are now released on the show. And there was one woman I talked to, Melissa Avila, and she spoke about the master plans. She spoke about how it's still common in the Mexican culture, not somewhere in the rural areas. And I'm sure there are people who are more familiar. It was for me the first time, so I found it fascinating. But on a regular basis, people check in with the agricultural calendar, lunar calendar, equinox days. And I was like, that's a lot of... And she said, because we need to work with nature and not against it. Yeah. And I thought like, oh, this makes total sense. This also makes sense maybe why we are... In the, there are moments where we feel low, but we have to push through when we feel high energy, but we're not necessarily directing to anything. And one of those things is working with nature, which is so fascinating how some of the ancient cultures have figured it all out.
But they know the truth.
Yeah, which is truth. And we are sometimes not using it, being maybe more like bigger cities.
But this comes back to what Birgit just said. We need to listen to our body because our body is nature too. Everybody knows working with the moon. We have the full moon, we have the half moon. So it's the same.
Yes, absolutely.
But we're not working with trees and earth and we need to go back there.
We need to. Everyone should do that sauna experience. There were moments I was like, take me out of here. Oh my goodness, I was joking. I would try to also understand, I know also Birgit, something you do, which is like connecting to your body and soul. You have the daily movement routine, right?
Yes.
I found it amazing. Can you tell about it? How did you organize yourself? I mean, you having a family, having your agency Wake, having the Her Club, how is that working out?
Actually, that's my fundament now and my anchor, I would say. This is why I can deal with my very high work level and also my family and like everything in my life.
Quick question. Who does like a daily movement routine? Oh, wow. No.
And actually, it's not that crazy. It's not that I like, run for 1.5 hours or something. It's really, I started it actually after I got my second child, my son, and I felt like, kind of want to get back into not just shape, but also get back into balance. Like I had 2 C-sections and like you really lose your kind of Gleichgewicht, like, balance afterwards. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel your belly anymore. And I felt like, I need to change this. And I started with this 30-day yoga challenge. Yeah. But I think most of you know, as soon as you start like working on a routine, I think it needs 60 days or so, and it's kind of, it's there. And it's not you don't have to like overcome anything anymore. You just do it. And I felt afterwards, this is good. Like I feel good. Like it gives me a good feeling. I get stronger. I want to continue. And now what I actually just do every day, it's really between, I would say, 5 and around 40 minutes. So on the weekends, it's 40. But like during the week, it's sometimes just 5 minutes. Most of the time, it's like 15 or 20. It's like a mix of just Pilates, workout. meditation, really what I feel like, what I need in the morning. No, but it's really like, it helps me to get through the day. Like, it's really about not just the body, it's really about the mind too. And yeah, it really helps me to focus, to center. And the first thing I do is when I get up in the morning, I put my leggings and my top, so basically my workout wear on. So then there's kind of no excuse, because once you have it on, and then I just go on the mat and do something. So it's really not that exciting, I think. But
commitment, organization. I also here at Princip, they have a whole, I was checking the newsletter, the whole week of really cool events, and like also like a women's circle and different, and every week there's something happening, and I'm like, this week's going to be the week. And I know that Kadi sometimes sees me and she's like, oh, where have you been the last 2 weeks? And I'm like, oh my goodness, again, I missed it. So there are great opportunities and different formats how you can maintain that, but it's,
yeah, and I think it's
getting that in a routine way.
I think what for me was really game changing was, first of all, that I realized I don't have to do like 1.5 hours, yes, and maybe go somewhere. So especially when you have a baby at home, you know, so like time is like rare. And so basically that I can just do it at home, and that 15 minutes is like enough, or even 5 minutes, you know, it already helps. And this was a big game changer for me. This is also what I suggest if you want to get started, maybe just start with 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we all have 5 minutes in the morning. And we can also say we all have 15 minutes in the morning. It's just a matter of, yeah, how you organize yourself, and like, you can make it happen.
For sure.
She's trying to convince me every day.
Did I? Yeah.
You see, I'm feeling it. I know that networks and connections is something very important to the both of you, and you've built incredible network. I mean, part of the reason of starting the HER and now the HER Club is like those people that you've created around you. Just to understand, maybe like, how did you start building your networks? How do you keep those connections? And also, how do you leverage them today?
It's a big question.
I should be like, Birgit, Susan, Birgit,
No. I think we both had the same thought, like, okay, where to start?
Yeah.
But maybe let's actually start with what I just told you. Because when we started this, I think now 7 years ago, just as a like a heart project initiative, like the first dinner we organized here in Berlin, we started with like 10 women on the list, like in an Excel sheet. And this is how our network started. And I remember that you were one of the first attendees in our first events. And when our list was still very small, so I would know every name, because I recognized your name. And now we have like 3,000 or even more names in our members throughout whole Germany. Now it's different, of course, but still, like, this is how it started. And I mean, how did we maintain it? I think we always...
Consistency.
Yeah, I mean, we started the first years, what we did, it was a pure passion project. We didn't earn any cent with it. I mean, we put a lot of energy, time, and also like money to it to make it happen.
And just, love.
And love, yeah, always.
That's, we still do it today. Same.
You're the same.
I'm listening to this because W Podcast started with like a dinner for 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and I think what kept us going is really the feedback we got. Yeah. Even after the first event, I remember the topic was a mood. As a mood, it's like, what is it in English? Brave, being brave, basically. And I think the women, they stayed until after midnight. Some of the women talked for the first time, for example, about their burnout and everything. And now it's much more common. But like 6 years ago, it wasn't that common. And there wasn't so many like networks like today, or like events like this tonight. It was really different.
I remember there was a few to find, and I always loved how you approached it. And I remember there was a couple of people. I always remember you, Birgit, because I mean, you were confident, present, organizing things. I remember
Thank you.
Always very welcoming. And actually, thanks to your event, I met Louisa Martel, who is the founder of Arise Studio, who I've been working on the branding, the colors, and the logo of Women Authors of Achievement podcast.
Yeah, that's so cool. See?
I mean, the power of the networks. Like, thank you.
Yeah, actually, that's what keeps us going. So we both love connecting people. We both love seeing what comes, what grows or blooms out of these connections. And I think we both have a very strong sense of who is kind of fitting together. Of course, that's what Birgit just said, the energy that comes up with every event, everything we're doing right now, people sitting in front of us, listening to us, talking about networking. It's so nice and it's so beautiful. And that's what keeps us going.
100%
agree. Exactly.
Because I want to ask how you transitioned to that, to start the Her Club, because that was the whole rebranding project that happened, and you had an amazing party last year,
November,
which I couldn't attend because I was not well. But here we are today, nonetheless. And before we go to that, I wanted to understand also, you both mentioned something that was important because I asked you to share your notes with me separately so you don't agree on things. And both of you mentioned that important role of like a feeling for equality, strong feeling for empowerment, and just like a, this direction, because your mother was working full time.
Yeah, until today. She's an entrepreneur. Working. She still is working full time.
She's still founding companies.
Founding companies. With 74 or so.
Oh, woo. Yes, 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 yes. And actually, something was interesting with your background, Susan. Your family comes from GDR, which is like equality, like women would raise their families, take care of families while working full time. How do you think that kind of shaped both of you with that strong background of like, you can have a family, you can work, you can do it all?
I think for me, it's normal. So I have the feeling I can have a family, I can work, I can found my own company, I can do whatever I want. For me, it's normal. And I want to pass this feeling to every woman.
Do you feel that there are many women that would disagree with you and for them it's not a normal feeling?
There are women who don't ask themselves if it's normal.
Okay.
Who take things like they are, who don't ask, is this right for me or not? And this comes again with sit with you, sit in silence, ask yourself, what do you want? Who do you want to be? And once you know this, then you can go out and say, no, I don't want it like this. I want to have a family and kids, or I don't want a kids, or things like that.
And I also think for still, I mean, also due to society structures and everything and how we're like shaped during the last decades, for a lot of women, it's still like this either or attitude. And I really think this is really about mindset. Like for me, it was always like, and like, I didn't question it. Like it was always for me, it was like both should have space in my life, like career and kids. And there was no question about it. And of course, you can't do everything on your own. Yeah. And you need to like take on help and need to have a good structure. But I think this, it starts with this mindset. And also to come back to your questions. And I think this is, of course, what my mom showed me, because yeah, she was an entrepreneur her whole life, or like self-employed. My dad was also working full-time, also being abroad lots of times. And yes, we had also help at home. I spent some time at my grandma's after school, but still I never had the feeling that my parents weren't there for me, or that like my mom, oh, she's working so much, so she doesn't have time for me. No, it was the opposite. I was like, I'm still like looking up to her. Like she really showed me that it's possible, and that like being independent as a woman is like the greatest gift kind of, yeah, for yourself. And this is what I'm super grateful for.
Maybe I can add one thing, because in my family, it was not only my mom, it was also my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad always took care that we can do everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. So he gifted us a toolbox, and then he showed us how to screw. Like that. We had to come outside, and then he showed us how to change the Autoreifen. What is Autoreifen? Okay.
Tires.
Yeah, things like that. So we had like kind of small lessons with him. And it was super important for him that we are growing up like this, that we can do everything. It's not, not a women's thing or a man thing. It's, we can do both.
That's an amazing approach. And with the Her Club, how did you decide to do the relaunch? There was rebranding, the platform grew. You have now offer workshops. There's a podcast. Tell me more about what is the current purpose of the Her Club and what's your vision for it?
Big question.
I always forget to.
No, we're totally like we're in the flow with each other, so no worries. And when I know when you, Susanne is looking to me like that, I know, okay, it's I'm able to start. No. Yeah. So as I said before, we started off as a passion project in 2016, and we were like part of a global kind of network initiative, which had its origin in Sweden. Then in 2019, I think it was, Susanne, or 20, they'd kind of changed their structure in Sweden. And so it was the choice either being like becoming part of an app or kind of doing our own thing. And so we decided, no, we're doing our own thing, because we already grew a community here in Germany, especially in Berlin. And we really felt like it's time to go our own path with this. And we also had like at this point already like a vision and goals. And we had the feeling within this global thing, like it was kind of difficult to have your own strategy. And yeah, so it was just not like...
You wanted to be independent.
We wanted to be independent, speaking of independence. Yeah. And so we said like, okay, because we were first, we were like her Berlin and then it was her Germany. So I think when you attended the first events, you remember it was still under her Germany, I think. Yes. Yeah. And so then, yeah, I think in 2020, we decided, okay, we are the Her Club now. And I mean, as you said, I mean, I'm brand building is basically my passion, what I do in my main job and my agency. So it was about let's build our own brand and let's make this proper. Let's create a good strategy, good branding. Let's create a love brand. I think this was something we achieved. Yeah, but obviously there are still lots of goals. Like you said, and we founded our podcast. We started with this 1 year ago. And then maybe you want to tell about the Her Clubhouse.
We launched our Her Clubhouse last year in November. So this came because we did a lot of workshops, which started during pandemic. So we did Zoom events, kind of wine tastings, Lego series workshops and things like that. Also, we have a collaboration with a big fashion brand and we're doing workshops with them. It's a super big success doing these workshops because we kind of have the feeling that there's so much women are
and knowledge in our community. I mean, this is also what we, I mean.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So we have a lot of knowledge in our community. So everything we do is community powered. So whatever we do, is it an event? Is it a workshop? Is it a shooting campaign? Whatever is community powered. So the catering is coming from the community. So all of our workshops are coming out of our community. So there's
one workshop. Workshop host sitting here, Basma.
Welcome. Yeah. What kind of workshop it is?
It's an e-learning platform, basically.
No,
Clubhouse.
Ah, okay. Basma is a bulb. So it's about discovering your strength. It's about salary negotiation.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, it's also these topics are community inspired because we asked our community what kind of topics do you wish for.
That's really cool.
So that's how we developed all these content in our Clubhouse. There's another one.
Confident auftreten, confident presence, like kind of
setting goals.
Yeah.
These are only Basma's finding your potential. So these are only Basma's topics. So we have a lot of things like financial topics.
Healthy living.
Relationships, love. Yeah.
It's basically you come into the Her Club, you leave all prepared for life.
Yeah.
It's like a
exactly. School for adults. So this is also our vision, like really to become the, I would really say, number one destination for women to find strength and work on their personal growth and development.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I know we have something exciting in one of the baggies we're going to reveal soon. Since we're running out of time, and I'm like literally wrote an essay here, I'm sorry, I'm always a little bit overprepared. But I had one question, which is your friends and business partners. And we talked about already you had experience, Birgit, where it kind of burned you. How does this approach work? Because I feel like you have a really good connection. You feel very, there's no competition. You understand each other. You're very different. And I think, Susan, we talked on one of the calls where Birgit couldn't join and you told me like we are very different but very like supportive elements. What do you think is the kind of the key sauce of you sustaining your friendship and also strong business partnership?
The first thing is we became friends during the Her Club journey. So we met through a friend a couple of years ago and then we became friends and now wives. So our husbands
work wives.
Work wives. Yeah. So, which is funny. But I think the most important part is honesty. So radical honesty. So whenever there's something which doesn't feel good or it doesn't necessarily has to do with both of us, but weird feeling or things like that, we always talk very openly.
So you don't keep anything away.
No.
It's like if something comes to your mind, you have to speak from your heart. You're not afraid to hurt even person's feelings because it might be direct feedback, it might be bad news. You're fine with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think really that's one of the main part of the secret sauce, that the radical and also direct feedback, that when we feel something is feeling weird, it's going wrong, or we are not agreeing, that we share it right away. Although I have to say most of the time we're on the same page. It's really a special match. And especially because I experienced totally different in the past. I'm especially grateful for that because you know that I was very skeptical to found a company again with like a friend or another woman or like, you know, because I was really like, my experience was like very painful. But with Suzanne, I mean, because we've been working together for a few years and like kept the Her Club going, growing together. And at some point it was just a matter of, okay, we need a bank account now because we have cooperation partners. So we need to like found something that we basically can open a bank account. So, and then like, of course you have the paperwork and we signed it. And now, yes, we're business partners, but it's...
Nothing changed.
But what comes first to you, friendship or business partnership?
Now?
Yeah.
Friendship.
Always, I think, friendship. Yeah.
Woo!
And I think we share...
like good relationship with people. Like, I feel like any non-business partnership will manage if you just do not have a good, as you said, honest relationship and it just matches. It's going to fade away at some point then, that business partnership, if you don't like each other as people. And to add on that, I interviewed amazing Andrea Cesarman in Mexico. She's working together with her partners for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And she said... She knew her partners before she met her husband. I was like, this is like match made in heaven. And she said she was lucky.
I feel so too. I think we really like kind of yin and yang in a way. And also we keep each other's balance. And if I would maybe two more things very briefly, what I would like to add is first also that we take each other as we are, because we are different and we know each other's weaknesses and strengths. And this is why we really always provide space for each other. I think this is one thing. And then also we're sharing the same goals and vision. And this sounds so maybe so simple, but it's not. And this is something I really missed. I never did with my other previous business partner. I didn't do this work in my 20s. Like, we never sat down and really, do we have the same vision? Do we share the same values even? Like, we just started doing this company, which was fine. But I think this is really what's different.
And this is also what makes it so special, that we have... No matter what comes, we have the same vision.
This is it. And what is your vision?
Love.
Love.
No.
Love. This
no,
is
connect
it.
Connect to grow.
Connect to grow.
I mean, no. I love that. Yeah. Actually, we're wrapping up. Don't worry. I know you guys are like, our glasses are empty. I can see everyone needs a refill. Susan, one question to you, and this one, short one, but it's a great one. What's your craziest dream that you haven't told anyone yet? But I know it.
You know it.
Yeah. You whispered
yesterday
into my ear.
Yesterday I wrote something else.
Oh.
Maybe it's the same. I don't know. Maybe I have a few crazy dreams. So one of my craziest dreams I told no one about is leaving Berlin.
There was a crazy one, but it's okay.
Leaving Berlin, living like alone. With my daughter, of course, and my husband, but living alone, having and creating kind of a sanctuary for donkeys and cows, because I love cows and I love donkeys.
Oh, that's...
Was it the same?
No, I had a different one.
Can I see?
I'm not going to show it to you anymore, but it has to do with like sport activities and mountains.
Oh, it's the same. I have another crazy dream, if you want to know. When I was very young, I saw a documentary about Mount Kailash. You know Mount Kailash? It's in Himalaya. It's a very sanctuary mountain. And there's kind of people go around the mountain. It's like, how do you say?
Spiritual journey.
Right. I'm lacking words today. Totally, and I would love to do this when I turn 50, the year I turn 50. So in 4 years, I'm going there.
You're going to leave the donkeys behind?
No, they come afterwards.
You're funny. Is anyone else can sign up for that trip?
Whoever wants. It's a girls' trip. It will be. I will take my daughter and whoever wants to join.
Let's do it. I'm ready. I like more hiking is for me. So with that, I have one more question. But before I get to it, how is everyone doing? Good? Nice. You are just amazing audience. I mean, the amount of clapping, I saw some people were like, oh my God, again. But you're gorgeous. Thank you so much. Before I get to my last question, which is like a consistent, almost religious thing that I do on the show, I never leave
religious.
Without that question. No, I mean, that's not the right word, but it's consistent. I just want to share that there's two live podcasts that are coming up, in case you're interested. I'm doing one with Catherine Anselm. She's managing director of Airbnb at Dachsee and Sis. It's happening on March 20th, 6:30, at a beautiful, lovely showroom, Objekte unserer Tage. Talk to me afterwards and I can share more. And also I will be doing a live podcast recording at FIBE, which is Berlin's FinTech Festival, on April 24th. And I'll be interviewing, maybe some of you know also, Miriam Wohlfahrt. She's a serial FinTech founder and one of the top voices in the German FinTech scene. So if you're interested, I mean, the event is up, the tickets are up. So always happy to see, especially the audience who've been there, because you already know. how to be engaging. Now, my last question, which is very important. The name of the show is Women Authors of Achievement, and both of you are independently have been authors of your own life and achievements in your own life. And I always say it doesn't matter how big the achievement is. What matters is the path towards it. And what matters is the movement, right? You're taking the road, you're walking, you're not static. I applaud to you by what you have built and what you have done. But I would love to hear, who is a woman author of achievement for each of you?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely my mom. I think I told you already why. And for me, she's really also a role model, like for her generation, in terms of equality and going her own way, being very self-determined. And I would say that I'm really inspired by the universal women energy around me, like be it our community, be it my friends, women I work with. So there's not this one big role model. It's more like the energy I get so much power from, inspiration from, the knowledge, the expertise.
Do you feel this energy in the room?
Yes, I do. A little bit more clapping and then...
Yes.
Now I feel it, yeah.
Now. Good. For you, Susan?
For me, it's my great-grandmother, Frida was her name. And she had to fled from Silesia. I say it in German again because I had to look it up in the dictionary. It's from Schlesien.
Okay, yeah.
With her little kids. And I never met her, but I have a very strong connection. And she was very, for me, it's like a role model because she was super funny. She was very strong. And I think I got a lot from her. Why do you laugh? No, I have a very strong connection with her and my daughter, my little daughter. She's 8 and she's like a very open-minded little girl, complimenting everybody she meets. Like she would say, you have nice hair, you have nice earrings. She's exactly like this, very open-hearted.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yay!
Thank you so much again for listening and for being here and really appreciate this. Such amazing audience, amazing guests, amazing host, Dan. Everyone is just lovely people. So as you, Susan, said, love connects us all. So
yes.
With that said...
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dalia.
Thank you for joining us today. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please don't forget to leave us a review. We're always excited to read them. If you want to interact with us, the guests, or the podcast listeners, then head over to our Instagram page at waa.berlin. And while you're there, make sure to check our webshop. Thank you again for listening, and we're looking forward to being back soon. Thank you.